Thank you for joining today. I'm still not hearing that music. It's bumming me out.
You're not hearing the music?
No. If it's...
Oh, gosh.
Are you hearing it?
Oh, definitely. I was actually doing a little, like, TikTok dance over here.
Okay, well, if someone in the audience... Like, if anyone in the audience can hear the supposed music that's playing, give a thumbs up. If not, I'm going to assume that everyone else is in the same.
Well, now it's turned off. Whenever the first person speak, the music comes to an end. Fun facts. So, yeah,
that's why we just need a shade soundboard, you know, exterior to the Twitter spaces. That way we can control everything.
And we're getting a bunch of thumbs down from Luffy and Snails.
Yep. No one can hear the music. I hear it internally.
For this Twitter space, it's going to be fun because we have Bree with us today that will be part of the question asking along with you, Red. So I, for all intents and purposes, just consider me the silent watcher on the wall. But the keys to the kingdom are all your guys's on this one. I'll be perfectly quiet.
Yeah, I'm really excited for this Twitter space. Last time we spoke with the Secret Admirers team, we did a Twitter space with them. While the Shade team was in East Denver, quite a hectic time, a really awesome time. You know, Secret Network and Shade folks that were in Denver, it's now been almost a month, a little less than that, 3 weeks since then. And really excited to hear about how the Secret Admirers testnet's gone, what all the preparation that's been going into getting ready for mainnet launch. You know, what all has went into that and all the exciting details that they've got to share here. Let me see if I can get the Admirers team up here.
While you're bringing the Admirers team on, I just wanted to say that while at East Denver, I got to listen to part of the last Twitter space with them, and it was super inspiring, and I had to get a one-on-one with Izzy, and so we're excited to release that interview soon. That will be on our YouTube page.
Thanks, everyone, for having me. It's Izzy. Hey, Bree. Hey, Bear. Hey, Shade.
Hello, hello.
Hey, how's everyone doing today?
It's been a good week. I will say that it's not as sunny as it was last time we were doing Twitter space with you guys, but I'm probably more excited now, though. So I'll take the lack of sunshine for some extra excitement and closer Secret Admirers production launch.
Yeah, we're really excited too because we are finally launching mainnet platform and the Admirari ADM token next week. Should we announce the day that we're launching?
That's what I was going to ask. Only if you guys are ready for it. We're ready for it on our end.
Yeah, we're locked in to launch on Tuesday. So yeah, we've been building Secret Admirers for over a year now. So we're really, really excited to finally launch mainnet. For everyone that has been on testnet trying out the platform, we appreciate you. Thank you so much. We've had over 150 creator applications just on testnet alone. And we're super excited. Just because, I mean, given that it's arguably a little bit more difficult to get set up on testnet for our typical users, we're pretty surprised with the amount of creator applications we had despite that. And we're expecting a ton more once we launch mainnet on Tuesday, along with the token on Shade.
Okay. I know we're going to ask a ton of questions about the token launch and the product launch a little bit later in the space. But before we dive too much into those details, I'm curious, how has that past few weeks of Incentivized Testnet been? You mentioned you had a lot more creators than you might have anticipated, given the friction that's involved on Secret Network Testnet. What sort of feedback have you guys gotten from creators, from the users of the platform? I'm curious what sort of feedback you guys have heard thus far.
I'd say the largest learning lesson has just been the onboarding portion of it, especially for our creators that don't have a crypto background. So there was a lot of handholding in terms of getting those creators set up with wallets. However, they are now live on the platform. UI-wise, I think it's quite easy to navigate, but there's always different little features we can add to make it better. But I'd say, yeah, the biggest learning lesson has been making sure that everyone can use this platform. In current state, you can connect with a Kepler wallet, which is fine. We'll be adding Leap wallet compatibility. And then I was also discussing this with Bree last week. We're most excited for adding this Google sign-in connection capability, whereby if you don't have a secret wallet, we essentially provision a wallet address for you just by signing in with your Google email. And we're of course native to Secret. We're launching native to Secret. And just in order to make it possible for everyone to use the platform, we are going to add Ethereum chain compatibility post-launch as well, just to make the usage of the platform easier for everybody.
That's really awesome to hear. I figured, you guys had mentioned in our last Twitter space, you guys are really going after Web2 creators, and naturally you would expect some friction with that onboarding into the Web3 experience. But that's really awesome that you guys are looking to explore different onboarding techniques and solutions to be able to kind of meet these people where they're at and still give them the benefits of your platform that other platforms don't get to have.
Yeah, we want the platform to feel like they're using Twitch, essentially. When we did a deep dive of the OnlyFans UI, we realized that it's really not great. And the Twitch UI, just one in every single type of feature set. The reason that OnlyFans doesn't really care if their UI isn't S tier is because they're the first to market and the market leader. So that's why they can get away with a mid UI and 20% charges on every transaction on the platform. And we're here to change that. We expect that the influx of our primary user base will be crypto users to begin. And then on the creator side, the majority of our signed creators do not have crypto experience. There are a few that do, but they have communities and platforms across many other third-party applications, everywhere from Instagram, X, even Reddit sub-communities. So even if we capture a small percentage of that audience, we're expecting user numbers at launch in the six figures based on the collective following of the creators that we have. So we have built the platform to be able to manage a high influx of users, because I'd say the last thing we want is the platform breaking because there's so many users trying to stream and check it out and browse.
I mean, that's not a bad problem to have, right? Intermittently.
Yeah, I think last week someone asked me, what are your goals for this launch? And I just was like, to not break the platform. That's my goal.
That's a pretty reasonable goal. Shades had a few launches where we broke some stuff when we launched stuff. So yeah, good goal to set.
Yeah, and I feel like I should just kind of back up a little bit, and I don't know if there's anyone here that's not familiar with Secret Admirers. If you're not, Secret Admirers is a decentralized streaming platform. We're tackling privacy in user-generated content. So we're a strong contender up against market leaders like OnlyFans. We're a creator-first platform, and we are highlighting the importance of privacy towards both creators and users. And that's entirely possible and made possible being native to Secret Network. It's been an absolute pleasure building alongside the Secret team and getting to know you all this past year. And we're finally, after a year of building, ready to launch Mainnet and launch the ADM token on Tuesday. The ADM token is a platform token, also a governance token, and it does a couple of things, and we can dive into the value adds of holding ADM in a bit. But yeah, that's really the background on Secret Admirers.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. For anyone that hasn't been aware, I know if you're in any of the Secret Network Telegrams or in the Discords or hell, even in a lot of the shade chats, I'm sure people have seen the Secret Admirers name being thrown around. And like you said, you guys have been building for almost a year. And understandable, you know, building in silence, being able to build in the bear and be able to release a mainnet product. As the tides are turning, as there's attention and focus and capital moving back into markets, this is a really interesting time to launch. Not that you know, Secret Admirers is necessarily a DeFi product, but just a good time to look at launching this as just more attention and users are coming back into the market. I'm one of the things that I'm curious about, because you guys are taking approaching a really unique market. You're taking a really unique approach with utility to your token, which we can touch on here in a second. You know, what have been some of the largest hurdles your team have had to overcome as you guys get ready for mainnet launch? You know, you're dealing with a lot of Web2 folks, a lot of Web2 entities and sort of regulation and sort of like standards, let's say, that have been kind of set within that particular industry. What have been some of the biggest hurdles as you guys are prepping for mainnet launch?
I'd say first being there's this fine line between wanting to ensure complete privacy for our users, but then also making sure that the platform remains safe, like a safe space for anyone that's using it. There's a really fine line in ensuring those two things. And so while we did have over 150 creator applications on testnet, a very small percentage of those creators were approved. The reason being is that we're manually approving every creator, which is a slow process, but that's okay, right? Because that's really that's how we're ensuring safety on the platform and making sure that we only let on creators that are real, want to be there, and aren't being held against their will or whatever, what have you. And so, yeah, that was the first thing. And then I'd say for the existing creators that I know personally, the biggest hurdle has been onboarding them to the platform. It was really like a hand-holding process getting them on this platform. So picture like, you know, one-on-one 30-minute to hour-long calls, walking them through how to set up a wallet. You have to keep in mind that many of these creators have no idea what a Kepler wallet is. And so I had to really slow down. And they're like, Kepler, what? What is a Kepler? You know? So getting them set up with the wallet extension, making sure they fill out their creator application correctly. That's the other thing. In order to maintain the integrity of the platform, the other reason that we approve such a small number of creators is to make sure that everyone that applied followed the exact, I guess, criteria to get approved. So, and this will hold true on mainnet, that criteria is you must have a profile photo, you must fill out your name, you must specify where in the world you are creating content, and of course that information is kept private. You need little things like a description, a specified NFT collection price, which that just means your subscription price, essentially. So on Secret Admirers, subscriptions are secret NFTs that are unlocked, aka you subscribe to a creator by spending ADM tokens, whereby you purchase their NFT and then you're subscribed to that creator. So yeah, that I'd say those are the two main challenges. And then once you are on the platform as a creator, I keep bringing up Twitch because we wanted to make the process of actually like starting up a stream quite simple. So if you have OBS on your computer, you're familiar with that process of spinning up a stream, it's quite easy to get started on Secret Admirers. It's no different than doing that on Twitch or the likes of Twitch. And if you aren't familiar with OBS and you haven't streamed before and you want to, we do have a comprehensive doc that is linked for people that don't really know or haven't streamed before. The process is just, it's pretty similar to what you would do on Twitch. The only difference is our streams are encrypted and private.
That's awesome. I have a quick question going back to the subscription of the NFTs, the NFT price that correlates to the subscription. Is that changeable? For example, like if you become more popular, can you up your NFT price, or is it set from the very beginning?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So per collection, it's not changeable. However, any creator, if they want to change the price, they would simply just issue a new NFT collection on their page. And what we can do is just disable the previous one. And with a new collection, we can update that price. We're also making sure that we're also looking into like recurrent purchases. So say like after the month, the typical month of the subscription expires, being able to just have this automated process where you would have to mint a new secret NFT to access that creator. And when that happens, the creator is free to update their collection price.
That's awesome. And then what about buying as an admirer, what about buying the NFT or buying that subscription? Can you only use ADM tokens, or will there be other tokens available to use?
Yeah, right now you can only use ADM token, but we do want to add other tokens. So if you're wondering which ones, I'd pay close attention to the ones we allow for tipping. That's most likely the tokens we'll allow for subscription options. However, in current state, you do need ADM token to purchase a subscription and access someone's content, which honestly is pretty bullish when you're launching ADM next week.
Yeah, so you had mentioned that ADM is going to be needed to subscribe to content. You had mentioned that you can use it to tip and do other things. Is there any other utility that the ADM token is going to have? If I remember correctly, there were a few more really cool things that the ADM token will be able to be used for within the Secret Admirers platform.
Yeah, so one thing we're excited about is that obtaining ADM enables users to grow and engage with and maintain their audiences and enhance their reach and engagement directly on platform without the strong reliance of going to other platforms to promote your page. That's a huge blocker that we see with anyone that wants to start streaming on Twitch. It's a very long and arduous process to actually grow your audience because Twitch's discoverability algorithm is not great. There's just so many creators there. And so if you are just trying to get started, it's very difficult to grow as a new creator. And essentially what they do is they have to rely on their followings, if they have followings on other platforms, to hopefully then get viewers on Twitch. So you'll see, that's why you'll always see new streamers posting on their Instagram story or posting on Twitter. Their links are always on Twitter/X, I should say. There's a strong, and we're not saying don't do that. Right. I think that's an intuitive thing that you would want to do if you're growing your audience, but that shouldn't be the only avenue that you have. And so I think if you are a new streamer and you don't have experience, Secret Admirers is the perfect place to grow quickly because we are a brand new platform. The process of getting approved to be a creator, is a manual process that we're paying very close attention to. So if you do get approved at this stage, you do have the opportunity to stand out and actually be featured. So that puts less pressure on you to have this existing following elsewhere and promote your page that way. But to get back to ADM, a reason a creator would want to hold ADM is as the platform grows, we have more creators on the platform and a way to have this surefire way of getting your page noticed is by spending ADM to be featured on the front page. And when you do that, 100% of the ADM is burned. So it's also, I mean, you're helping the token economy, but more importantly, you're helping grow your audience without this strong reliance of having to promote your page elsewhere.
That's so dang cool. I think that's a really unique utility for your platform. And I think it definitely helps solve some of the issues that are associated with some of the more traditional platforms that you guys are up against. I see we've got some new people who came into the audience. One of the things that I wanted to cover again today, I know we covered it in our last Twitter space, but what are some of the biggest key differences between Secret Admirers as a content creating and sharing platform and like the previous incumbents in this industry, like OnlyFans?
So first and foremost, Secret Admirers is fully encrypted. What that means is that the stream itself is encrypted. What we're also adding in future iterations is a preventative measure from even like screen recording and screenshotting content, kind of what Snapchat did. What Snapchat did is really cool. So whenever you screenshot something on Snapchat, the creator gets notified. We're looking into that sort of feature. And then being native to Secret Network, the transactional portion of the platform is, of course, private and encrypted, and that's all thanks to just being Secret native. And then the other value add is, I mentioned before, OnlyFans takes 20% from creators. Twitch takes 50% from creators, and if you enter their Partner Plus program, which is means you have to have, I think, 1,100 subscribers per month to reach their Partner Plus program. They then take only 30% from you, which is a pretty high number. So Secret Admirers takes fees in ADM, and that's about 10%. So that's significantly less than both OnlyFans and Twitch. So that's another value add. And I hate saying the word takes, because we're not really taking it. Everything we do is really towards strengthening the long-term token economy of ADM. So of that 10%, half of that is means 5% of the ADM is burned. And then the other portion of ADM is redistributed to stakers. So another thing that we're excited about unveiling is ADM staking, which is just, you know, another reason to diamond hand ADM, but that's not financial advice.
That is awesome. Go ahead, Carter. Or were you just breathing?
No. I said I wasn't going to ask any questions, but I do have one question. So you said the subscriptions are in the form of an NFT. I'm assuming those other platforms subscriptions aren't really transferable between people, but because it takes the form of an NFT, does this mean that mid subscription, there'll be like a secondary market for people selling their subscriptions if they no longer want it?
Yeah, I love this question. It's something that's so interesting, and it's something we really want to do with Stash. We would love to have a secondary market for subscriptions on Stash. And I see they're here and listening in the audience. But then I guess it's something that I'd like to make sure that like a creator is okay with that, because it does take some of the control away from them. I think one thing that creators are really comfortable with is like being able to know who's subscribed. And if they are comfortable with secondary markets, and of course they benefit from secondary markets because more people are trading their subscriptions and acquiring their subscriptions, then that's absolutely something that we'd like to do. The only thing I would say is that we just want to give them the option of whether or not they're okay with that. And if they are, then absolutely. Yeah.
Izzy, how does a admirer talk to a creator or vice versa on the platform? Is that an option?
On testnet, you did not see the direct messaging option. Right now, there's just the public chat when you're live on stream, but that's something that we're currently working on now, just integrating like classic DM features, because that's super important to us, because another metric that we recognize from our deep research of OnlyFans is that a ton of tipping and support towards creators does occur in DMs. It doesn't all happen on a live stream or in chat. So that's really important to us to add direct messaging features. And of course, it will be encrypted for our creators, just to give them another avenue of support and the ability to connect with their subscribers.
That's awesome. I love how much you keep talking about supporting the creator versus some of the other platforms out there that you mentioned earlier that are more financially focused. So I'm all for it.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel like all these existing platforms are quite extractive of their people and their creators, which is kind of ironic because people and creators are the reason that they are where they are in the first place. But then you see headlines that like the OnlyFans CEO gave himself a $200 million bonus for in 1 year or something crazy like that. And that's money that, you know, if OnlyFans was built on Web3 rails, that money should be distributed back into the network, into the creators, into the people that are using and consuming and supporting people on the platform. So that's really like that's a huge problem that just exists in Web2 in general. And I think that's why we're all here, really. And I think with all like this meme coin craze and crypto, I think people often forget like what brought us here in the first place. And so what I really like about Secret Admirers is that this product solves a real problem, and it uses Web3 Rails to solve that problem.
I love that. We did have a listener tweet us and ask how to become a creator, which we already talked about in the very beginning. But just to go back, is it right now, would you suggest that they should wait until mainnet because you guys are so close to launch? Or would you suggest that they get on the testnet to apply as a creator?
Yeah, I would. No worries about trying to do it on testnet unless you truly want to check out some of the functions and features and try out streaming over the weekend. If you're not in a hurry to do that, I would just wait for mainnet. But either way, if you join our Telegram group, which is linked on our X profile, and send me a DM, my handle on Telegram is Izzy Smalls. You'll see me in there. I'll write in there right after this. Just shoot me a DM. We can chat. And depending on what your goals are, I can help you out. And you'll either be one of the first approvals on mainnet, or we can walk through testnet together if you wanted to try it out.
Yeah, one of the things that we we kind of knew this going in, but especially considering that Secret Network is somewhat in a niche space where, you know, the privacy and the value that it adds does add some extra user experience friction and documentation, and making sure doing everything we can to help explain the process has been really helpful, especially as you grow outside of the Secret Network ecosystem. where you're finding content creators and users across the cosmos, ETH, and, you know, ideally people that don't even care about crypto, you know, they just want a superior platform. When Secret Admirers launches out of the gates, what functionalities will people be able to use immediately?
Immediately, you will, of course, be able to stream. You'll be able to purchase Secret NFTs using ADM, subscribe to creators, follow creators, interact with live streams and live tipping, and getting to know some of the streamers that are live on the platform.
Awesome. And then, you know, as far as I'm sure you guys have no intention of stopping there. I'm sure there's many things that you guys are looking to improve on. Are there any short-term roadmap items that you guys are looking forward to post-launch? I know launch is very much your focus right now, but as you guys are hitting traction, as you guys are seeing that early adoption, are there any features that you guys are excited to roll out pretty soon after mainnet launch? Or are you guys looking to try and just make sure everything is you know, fairly stable over the course of the short-term post-launch?
Yeah, I'd say DMs. And the ability to tip via encrypted DMs with creators is a huge one that we need. We want to add more wallet adapters, which just means that there's more connectivity options when you're connecting on the platform, which will welcome more users. I'd say those are the two main ones that come to the top of my head. And then the ability to, I guess, just make sure that creators have like a pretty comprehensive admin dashboard where they can manage their existing subscription or creator existing users that are subscribed to them. And yeah, I'd say those are the main things. Also, ADM staking with the launch of the token, that's important to us. And then also starting a DAO, the Admirari DAO as well. That's super important to us too, because we want to decentralize everything about this as much as possible.
I can't help but you had mentioned the encrypted DMs and being able to message creators directly, or allowing creators and their admirers to stay in contact directly. I can't help but think that Alter, another Secret Network native app, could be really helpful for this. I'm not sure what the integration there would be.
We're in talks with Alter, actually. Sweet. We will be using Alter for our direct messaging capabilities, so we're excited about that. I should have mentioned that earlier. GG's to Alter.
No, it's good alpha. As soon as I heard you talking about that, I immediately started DMing someone from the Alter team. I was like, have you guys been in touch with admirers? It sounds like a pretty good fit. That's awesome to hear, though.
Yeah, they're the perfect fit for us.
We have another person, Valentine, actually asked, what inspired the creation of Admari DAO, and how did it go in the beginning?
Do they mean the DAO itself, or just kind of secret admirers at a high level?
He wrote DAO, so Valentine, thumbs up if it's DAO, thumbs down if it's admirers?
I guess I can just answer both. So I'd say at a high level, Secret Admirers came about in the deepest, darkest depths of the bear market when, and I'm talking bottoms, when all hope was lost across, I'd say, the entire space. And people kind of, when you're in like the darkest part of the bear market, you kind of start reconsidering everything. And I'd say I was attending these conferences and the morale was so low, and I just kind of took a step back and was like, well, what is a product that needs crypto to actually solve a problem? And that's how Secret Admirers was born, from the crypto Web3 side of things. On top of that, additionally, I do have a lot of IRL friends that have always talked about OnlyFans kind of as a joke, like in secret, of, oh, like I would do it, but I don't want my identity to just be like an OnlyFans girl. I think there's a ton of negativity and judgment that surrounds that, and people just kind of make a joke out of it. And so a lot of people are even afraid to just discuss OnlyFans in like a serious context, and a lot of girls just don't want to do it for that reason. And so in my personal life, I know countless girls that really want like a private alternative and want to try it while maintaining an anonymous or semi-anonymous identity. And so Secret Admirers solves that problem for them. And that's something that really excites them. And so I guess like marrying those two points that I mentioned, where there's this problem that exists outside of crypto, and then looking at crypto directly to solve that issue, it kind of like marries both concepts super well. And so that's where Secret Admirers came about. As far as the DAO, I think the DAO doesn't not technically exist yet. We're working on it, but the creation of Admirari DAO is just kind of adhering to those same principles and respecting that, and the obvious, like the reason that we're all here and the reason that we like crypto and Web3 is because of the decentralization it can offer. So we want to fully disrupt that Web2 paradigm where like your information and your data is stolen because you are the product, essentially. So yeah, the creation of the DAO is just kind of sticking to those principles.
I love that. There's a lot of passion when you're explaining that too. And then he has a follow-up. Is it easier to publish content on Secret Admirers versus OnlyFans? Are there fewer requirements and documents
That's another really good point. So that's another one of the features that we're working on. So right now, Secret Admirers is a live streaming platform. So you're not able to post photos or videos that I guess are like historical, where you can go to someone's page that you're subscribed to and see what their previous posts. It's really more like live stream based right now, but that's something that we're actively changing. So another feature that you can expect post mainnet launch is the ability to just consume more content to the people you're subscribed to, which brings us from being not only a live streaming platform, which I think opens more opportunities for creators and also makes the platform more interesting for the users consuming creators' content.
So, Izzy, I'm curious, are you guys going to be, you know, when you do this launch, are you guys going to be doing any sort of promotions for early adopters, like early creators, early users, maybe in the form of like discounted subscriptions, or, you know, maybe like I think you had mentioned being able to help promote these content creators a bit easier, especially during the earlier stages of the product launch, whenever there's fewer content creators on. Are there any sort of promotional things you guys are looking to do as far as like to reward those early users?
Yeah, the earliest users will have a huge advantage in terms of getting followers and subscribers because they will be the ones that are featured on the front page. And that's really like the inherent reward to being early, right? And then additionally for our users and creators, we are doing an ADM airdrop and we'll be looking at a couple of metrics, some engagement-based metrics. So if you're super active in Telegram or X, we see you and we appreciate you and you'll be airdropped ADM. Also, people that are spending tokens, tipping, interacting on the platform on mainnet launch, we'll take a snapshot of those users and they will also be airdropped ADM.
That's really awesome to hear. Yeah, so I assume it is safe to assume then that the airdrop for ADM will happen post product launch, right? And post token launch. Right?
Yeah, that'll be a post token launch airdrop.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I'm really excited to. I've played around with it a little bit on test, and I'm really excited to see the mainnet production launch. Yeah, I'm really excited to see, you know, the secret network, and I guess just I keep wanting to say secret network community. The Secret Admirers is, you know, way bigger than just secret network. It's way bigger than Cosmos, and it's way bigger than crypto, or has the potential to be rather. Your consumer base or your user base is way bigger than the entire crypto user base. So I'm really excited to see the adoption you guys have, and I think a lot of what you guys learn along the way is going to translate, and that knowledge that you guys learn and hopefully will be willing to share with the rest of you know, the Secret Network community, learning how to better onboard users, learning how to better educate new users that have zero crypto experience, wanting to come in and leverage some of these solutions that are being provided. I think that pretty much every crypto project out there, regardless of what niche part of the industry you're in, can improve their user experience, can improve their onboarding, their education. And I think that the way you guys are approaching it and the type of individuals that you guys are looking to like gearing your focus on represents a really interesting opportunity to learn about how, you know, other I think what you guys are going to learn is going to be really applicable for a lot of other projects. So I'm really excited to watch and hear from you guys as you guys go through your product launches and phases of adoption and acceleration.
Yeah, we're really excited too, and I think it's going to be a really important job when it comes to marrying these two worlds of crypto users and non-native crypto users. The latter is going to be much more of an uphill battle, but I think it's, if done correctly, will be super rewarding, not just for Secret Admirers or Secret Network, but for the space as a whole. because there's real utility here with what we've built. And we're really excited about that.
Tuesday can't come soon enough.
Agreed. It's been a long time coming.
I have no other questions for Izzy. Bree, if you do, feel free to ask. If not, we should open this up to the audience and let anybody come up here and ask questions, as long as you guys are cool with that.
I'm just monitoring like social media and the Telegram chats. And I think one of the things people are interested in is the wallet connection. And I know, Izzy, I got a lot of background on the Google connection. Do you just want to go into that really quick and share a little bit more of how you can sign in using Google and what that does, how that connects you to a wallet?
Yeah, that's not so in current state. You can't see that on testnet, but what we're working on is, this is what I realized from onboarding my creator friends that have no experience with crypto. It was quite the arduous process. And so to combat that, and essentially never have to go through that again because it wasn't fun for me and it wasn't fun for the creator as well, is to not require someone to have a Kepler wallet or a Leap wallet to access the platform, but rather be able to use their Google account or their Gmail, sign in that way, in where that we then provision a wallet address for the user and they're authenticated to the platform. So that's going to solve a lot of friction.
But they're not discoverable by email, correct?
Correct, yes. So no one will be able to see your email. You're not discoverable by email. That's a really good point. That's completely private. In fact, another reason why it's so important, why we were making sure that we're super strict about the creators we approve. And I brought up like little things, like even if you didn't put your name in, all of these things are to protect our users and our creators. So if you don't put your name in, then you're just like a wallet address on the platform. And we don't really want to publish that to people. We'd rather have that stay secret. No pun intended. But all these little things are just to make sure that the platform's safe, everyone's protected and whatnot. So yeah, we would never publish someone's Gmail. We don't even really want to advertise a creator's secret wallet address unless they're comfortable with that.
Awesome. Thanks for clarifying that. Red, I'm ready for opening it up for our audience to ask questions. So come on up, anybody.
Cool. I see Valentin requesting bring him up. Valentin, I can hear you. How's it going?
Fine. And you?
Doing well. Happy to have you up here.
I have a question. What are the other projects similar to yours?
Great question. Hey, Valentin. The first one that comes to mind from a Web3 perspective, I'm guessing that you're asking, is the only one platform on Solana. If you're familiar with it, they have a native token, the Like token, and they're also Solana native. And we took a look at that platform as well when we were building ours. And I'd say like the stark difference between Only One, which is also built on Web3 Rails and Secret Admirers, is the privacy component. And, you know, it's no offense to them, given that they chose to build their platform native to Solana. Solana just simply doesn't have those privacy standards baked into their token standard at all. So it just, you know, building a private platform, yes, it's peer-to-peer, yes, it exists on the blockchain, but it's not private. It's just not possible on Solana. However, on Secret Network, we're able to 100% lean into privacy on both sides of the equation for the creator and the user. And so that's what really sets us apart from them. I think they have a great product. However, it, you know, in terms of UI, it's a great product. However, they just don't offer the same, they don't offer any privacy, actually, because they just simply can't. And so I think that product caters more towards like a seasoned creator that's not really looking for anonymity or privacy. And they've been around for some years now. So they launched in 2021. But that's the first that comes to mind. But they don't inherit really any privacy.
Thanks.
Appreciate you coming up here and asking questions, Valentine. I had one thing that just kind of popped up thinking about, you know, that you mentioned the privacy of the Secret Network token standard. And I was curious, you know, one of the benefits of secret NFTs, people using the SNP 721 standard, is that you can have private metadata for these NFTs. And, you know, as I'm thinking about you know, this future where you're bringing on all these different creators that, you know, some want a little bit more privacy than others. You're mentioning some want a little bit more anonymity than others. Some are just trying to use this as a way to gain new followers. They're already maybe very well known on other platforms. Do you guys envision a future where, you know, creators are able to kind of choose what part of their subscription metadata is shown? Like maybe they don't want to show how many people are subscribed to their content, or maybe they don't want to share, let's say, like the creator address for a particular NFT, or maybe they want to keep some parts private about their data. Do you envision a future where you'll give you know, creators even more granular control over the content that they're creating?
Yeah, it totally. So in current state, we already try to obfuscate as much as possible. And then we also want to have a creator admin dashboard, which wouldn't be publicly accessible unless you are a creator, where you're easily able to manage all those things. And of course, that's possible because we're native to Secret and because Secret has those privacy measures baked into the token standard. That's why Secret Admirers is so perfect to be built on Secret. We're essentially using this is a little technical, but we're using the HLS protocol to get encryption keys from the private metadata inside of Secret NFTs. And that's really how we ensure encryption end to end on the stream itself, and then ensure customizable privacy for creators on the platform. So yeah, we absolutely plan to do that.
That's awesome to hear. We've got a few more minutes before we wrap this Twitter space up. If anyone else has any questions, wants to come up here and either ask the Shade team something, the Secret Admirers team something, or just come up here and chat and say hello. Always love having people up on the stage. Ooh, we got a request. Welcome, Patrick. How's it going?
Good, good. I just had another idea. You were talking about reselling subscriptions earlier, and I was thinking something else that would be really cool is if the creator is able to, instead of doing a stream, if they can just distribute an NFT with like an image inside it, and then that would be private metadata. So basically nothing would be visible on the outside of the NFT, other than maybe like a blurred thumbnail or something like that. I don't know, maybe just a description. But creators could do like super limited drops of maybe like 5 or so photos that they release through NFTs. And then I guess they could be auctioned off on the Secret Admirers platform. It could be auctioned, or it could just be to have some kind of like subscriber level that gets them access to these limited drops. And then they could be sold on Stash on the secondary market, and they might even go up in value, just like investing in NFTs that are super rare and reselling them for profit. That would be a cool way to have Stash involved in the secondary market.
Yeah, that's an awesome idea. And so essentially they wouldn't be viewable unless they were purchased and owned?
Yeah, kind of like having, I don't know, I think like kind of like a Snapchat, I guess, subscription. Like you're getting their private photos, but only you have access to them, or like a small amount of people have access to them.
Yeah, I love that. It's a great idea.
Appreciate you hopping up here, Patrick. Carter.
Yeah, what did the launch?
Patrick's the goat.
It's been a long time coming. I remember meeting them at I think Messari Mainnet last year.
Yeah, it may have been longer than a year ago.
It was over a year ago. Yeah. Fall 2022.
Now I'm going to need to look for a Secret Admirers token next conference I'm at. Secret Network's at.
Yes. Yeah, hopefully we'll have some merch at the next event we're at.
Yeah, totally. We're going live on Tuesday, everybody, so brace yourselves.
Webcam covers, t-shirts, stuff like that.
Yep, incredibly excited for the Secret Admirers launch, and obviously incredibly excited for the EDM token launch as well. Really, really appreciate you being here today, Izzy. Thanks as well to Carter and Bree for being up here as speakers, and really appreciate our guests hopping up on stage here, Patrick and Valentin. Always love seeing you guys up here. Always love having you guys provide input. I think we're going to go ahead and wrap up the space a little over an hour. Just want to say thank you to everyone who listened in today. Hopefully you guys caught a bunch of the alpha that was being dropped here. Hopefully you guys learned something about Secret Admirers. And hopefully you guys are all going to be ready on Tuesday when the token drops. So I think we're good to wrap it up here.
Great.
Thanks so much for your time. We're so excited to launch. If you're not already in our Telegram, please join it. And see you on Tuesday.
Have a good one, guys. And as always, there's plenty of room in the shade.
What do you mean?
There's this principle in Taoism where it's like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, like just inevitably kind of starts to happen. There's this principle in like Taoism where it's like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, inevitably it kind of starts to happen.
Chirping on the bird app, listening to nerds flap, wondering why the fuck my timeline's so cursed. It's like everybody's holding heavy bags in Web3. That's why they can't fly, they just drowning in the bird bath, fishing for some dry powder. Watch how we ignite the tower, blowing up the bank accounts, forgetting how to fight the power. Y'all don't even realize how deep this shit goes. They preach an open source, but don't listen to the code, and now it's mutiny, community, uprise. There's no more humility, futility, plus size. Motherfuckers leaking from the wrench down to the bare metal. Which side of the line you bleeding out on when the dust settles? Motherfucking west side shit, needle and noose. Sticking with my armory, Yam, Beto, and Bruce. Repping psychedelic artistry, believing the truth. Like these motherfuckers even need a reason to sue? GM fam.
Is it really worth all the effort? Is it really worth all the fighting? Is it really worth all the drama? And the answer, I think, is a clear no.
They started using Zoom, now we finna zoom out, teaching all these plebiscites what this game's really all about. Little baby bitches when they choose to have fits, all you're left with is kibble when you lose all them bits. And that kibble's just sawdust, the shit is all rust. Not a great look, you're what we'd call all nuts. And I for one did not see that coming. Cracking open books, yo, that's a lot of money. Meanwhile, over here, rewiring features, more critical thinking, less knee-jerk, more evolution, less shitcoin preachers pretending to be teachers. Y'all just predatory leeches. I mean, please, just look at the track record. A bunch of VC rat fucks sucking up the cheddar. The recipe is two steps, rinse and repeat. Now we all in your butts, and we bring in receipts. GM fam, have a seat.
If you're listening to this, my plea to you would be like, don't have to take a side on it. Just say like, is it really worth this war of attrition? It might cost us a lot more than what can be gained by like fighting this to the bitter end. And sometimes it's better just like move on.
Sometimes.
Nocturnal Spaces.